All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Excuse me, good morning. Let's begin. We are continuing Meretz Hashem in Os Beis in Sidkas HaTzadik. So if you remember again, in this particular section, the Rebbe was talking about the concept that the first step in Avodas Hashem is God awareness, is the ability to go ahead and perceive and feel that I am living in the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam. Once one has God awareness, that transforms his life and ultimately puts him on a trajectory to spiritual development. The Rebbe posited that the primary tool for the creation of God awareness is a bracha. That Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, the reason why Chazal instituted brachas was to create a sense of God awareness in our lives. So we're picking up on page Gimel, on the right-hand paragraph, the right-hand paragraph, the end of the paragraph. He says, V'zeu, Kimo Shomru Chazal, it's actually in the Be'iriyah Chasidus, in the right-hand paragraph, four lines up from the end of the paragraph. Kimo Shomru Chazal, es hashir ba, bevirkas hazimun, mimasai mitzarif hakatan levar. So he makes a very interesting observation. The Rebbe says that the Gemara has this discussion. From what age is a katan, a child, able to combine and participate in the mezumin? And what's the answer? The Gemara says, katan sheyodeya lemim mevarchin mezamin alav. If a child knows who he's making the bracha to, right? Who is he talking about in the context of the bracha? Then he can be included ultimately in the mezumin. Rabbi said, this is very interesting. Rabbi Sotheby makes a fascinating observation. He says, Mishum, Shim Eni Odeya Shem Mevarchim Lashem Yisbarach, left hand paragraph. If he doesn't know that the bracha is being made to Hashem, Memela, Ein Kol to Elas Bebrechasam. Rabbi said, this is fascinating. If when making a bracha, you don't understand who you are conversing with, then the bracha is pointless. Now, this is a fascinating dynamic that Dafka exists by brachas. He says, Masha'in kein b'shar mitzvos. This concept doesn't apply to other mitzvos. It's only a bracha that we say that when is it impactful and meaningful? When you know who you're making the bracha to, or who you're making the bracha about. Now, just understand, he's using halakhic principle. At what point in time can a child become part of a mezumin? At the time that the child knows who he's making the bracha to. So the Tzaddik says, we don't find that by other mitzvahs. He says, Masha'inkin b'shar mitzvahs, ein ashir. Lo nasim chazal shir zeh. Shalo lo etzichu chazal shir de hakat alami manichin tfilin, kedei shiucha lahaniach tfilin. Ela rak etzichu shiyeda l'shmar aguf naki. It's very interesting, right? For tfilin. Right, we don't say that when is a child obligated in tefillin, when he knows who he's performing the mitzvah for. We don't say that. In fact, when is a child obligated in tefillin? The moment, or as soon as he's able to keep a clean body. Now, we pass it a little bit differently, right? Contemporary practice is that we don't really start having a child put on tefillin until he becomes obligated at bar mitzvah. I had different minhagim a little bit before, 30 days, 3 months, day of Bobayom. But again, in general, the real halacha is that a child, as soon as he's able to maintain a sense of personal hygiene, as soon as he's able to keep his body clean, then he's permitted to go ahead and begin wearing tefillin. So Tzadik says, no one says, when should a child put on tefillin? At a time when he recognizes that he's putting on a tefillin is a form of service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? By no other mitzvah do you find this concept of cognition, except for brachas, right? You're only obligated to do a mitzvah when you know who you're doing the mitzvah for. No, not true. Tefillin, as soon as the child knows ultimately how to keep personal hygiene, keep a clean body, he's obligated in tefillin. Other mitzvahs, he becomes bar mitzvah, he's obligated. Yet, interestingly enough, by brachas, when is a katan able to participate in the mezumin? When he knows who he's making the bracha to. So Tzadik says, "Kiyotze b'zeh, b'mitzvah sacheros, u'mikach mavuar." So why is the bracha different? Tzadik says, "This is what we'll be talking about." Shemahus habracha ikara hu shetiyeh lemevarich hayedia lemi mevarchin. Shemekach humivates es hakaraso ba'Hashem yisbarach. Shemiyuchad al kach nosta habracha. Tzadik says, because that's the point of a bracha. The point of a bracha is to create God awareness. That's the point of it. Therefore, If you don't have God awareness, then the bracha is not a bracha, which is really a fascinating idea. And the bracha is not a bracha if you don't have God awareness. Now again, we have to kind of remember, technically speaking, even if you don't have God awareness, you still have to make brachas, right? But I'm suddenly just trying to talk about like in the hashkafa of the mitzvah. Specifically, again, you look at this katan. When is the katan obligated to make the bracha? When he knows who he's making the bracha to. We don't find that by anyone. Just to contrast it, right? When is a katan obligated to make a bracha? When he knows who he's making the bracha to. When is a katan obligated to put on tefillin? When? When he can keep a clean body. Why? Why don't you say the same thing? When is a katan obligated to put on tefillin? When he knows who he's putting tefillin on for. But we don't say that. Why? Because this is a unique concept by brachas. Because as Reb Tzadik is positing, the entire essence of a bracha is to create this sense of God awareness. That's what a bracha does. It brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu into my life. So therefore the child, who's not yet obligated in mitzvos, if he doesn't know, understand that when he makes a bracha, he's bringing God into his life, don't do it. Or in this case, don't be included in a mezuzah. That's different than tefillin. Tefillin has a different mohos. The essence of tefillin, look, one can make the argument that every mitzvah, the goal is to bring God into my life. But a bracha is in a more acute fashion. He goes on, he says, Shem yuchel al-kach nos tabracha, lachin zah shir she'nas nu levarich b'mezuman, mishash shiyed al mimavarchin. He says, v'akara b'ashem yizbarach, zah haschalas shal knisas ha'adam la'asagas ha'midas ha'torah. And I will say, this idea, and this, I think, is such a profound idea that so often it's just skipped over in the process of our spiritual development. Reb Tzadik says the first step in spiritual development is Hakaras Hashem, is a recognition of an awareness of the Ribono Shel Olam, that I dwell within the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Ribono Shel Olam is by my side every single moment. And he says, this is the true first step of entry into Torah. Moshe Ne'emar, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. So look how the Reb Tzadik interprets this. He's Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, Shebetchilas Limud, HaChachma Shel Torah, Yashrisha Adam Belibo Yiras Hashem, we'll stop over everything. We'll pick up with this next piece tomorrow. I don't want to run through it. But again, I will say, cultivating this same idea and such a nuanced concept. The first step in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not something we do. It's not something we do. Interestingly enough, even though Judaism is such an actional religion, it's not something we do. It's something we think. It's an awareness. Shivisi Hashem Menegdi, some of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is before me at all times. We'll Mirat Hashem see how Reb Tzadik further develops it and hopefully finish the sif tomorrow. Shkoyach.